Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
64
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
66
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
70
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
73
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
77
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Clear.
84
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
86
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
86 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
86 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YDF, KCVOA.
KC8YVF, mobile.
You getting a late start off of work?
Well, that's a little story in itself, but I was ready at 5 o'clock, but Tiffany had a little issue coming into work this morning, and her husband had to repair her vehicle in the parking lot. So they just finished up, and I just locked up and got out.
Well, bless your heart for staying there and keeping the place open for them.
Yep, she was on her way to work this morning on 675 just before the northbound, southbound split to go north on 75 to get off at 81. And the car in front of her either ran over something or lost the part off their vehicle. I don't know if it was a car, truck, van. Anyhow, a large chunk of metal came off from underneath the car, and she couldn't avoid it, and it went underneath the vehicle. And as it banged away from front to back, it bent the A-arm on the back driver's side wheel, bent it, and basically cut the wheel, I guess, or something. It punctured the wheel, the tire itself. So she got it to work, but called her husband, came out, and they pulled it off. He came at lunch and looked at it, and it bent the A-arm. She said when it went out the vehicle, it looked, was boomeranging around. She said it was probably a foot to 18 inches long piece of metal that came out from underneath her car. So he was able to get the tire fixed, and he replaced the A-arm tonight. We got there about 10 to 5 and got it replaced and back on the road.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, Matt generally does heavy injury repair, so that's a little different for him, unless he's changed what he's doing at work.
Yep, I said, yeah, it's nice to have a mechanic in the family. I've got my son-in-law when things need to be fixed, but it's just getting him to get time to fix it with working two jobs. But, yeah, like you said, the piece of metal, this arm that he pulled off, like you said, feel this thing, it doesn't hardly weigh anything. I said, oh, yeah, it used to be solid steel, and now it's just kind of formed steel. And to save on weight, get better fuel mileage and whatever they can to do that. So, yeah, it, car 10 years ago had solid parts, and now they're formed parts, basically, to cut down on weight.
Well, hopefully that is all it damaged and nothing more. But, yeah, I can understand. Piece of metal getting jammed into the pavement and into the vehicle, and something's going to give. And, that's what happens. So he works at the right place to get the lower control, get that control arm in the rear there. So that would definitely help out there. I don't know if he straightened that one out or if he got another one.
Oh, no, they got a new one. You weren't straightening that out. But it was thin enough, basically. I could probably take a pair of vice grips and bend it. It was that thin. It was maybe only less than maybe a little over a quarter inch thick, metal the way it was formed. But yeah, it bent it, so that in doing so, the wheel was no longer tracking straight. It was what a wobbled like a clown car. But not structurally. Yeah, like I said, it missed the brake line, it missed the fuel tank. Even though the metal shield on the fuel tank, but something that big, as she said, went through there, could have ripped right through that metal shield, but didn't do any other damage. Underneath, it scraped things up all underneath, and he said, well, they'll check it out when he gets home tonight to look further underneath, but it didn't appear to do any other damage other than what was done, and that was enough.
Yeah, very fortunate. That would have been sparking with the fuel tank, but punctured that fuel tank with the sparks. Ooh, that would have been disastrous.
Yeah, that's what I said too. You would have had a real mess there then. But, yeah. Well, I'll get home here. I've been nursing a sore foot again. I ended up getting gout Sunday. It started in on the left big toe, and I'm back to being able to walk after medication and ibuprofen for the last 4 days. I'm back able to walk somewhat without pain again, but so I've been putting off mowing my lawn. I gotta try and get that tonight. I'll be just doing the rider. Get on it and get it started and ride that thing around and get that done.
Well, that's enough stress on the body with the temperatures like they are right now. That's enough. Same pushing them more for a cooler day. So, yeah, that's enough there. I was out there for a little while watering some plants because they looked like they about had it. And that length of time I was out there watering, I about had it. That sun is intense.
Yeah, the temp in the car here is showing 91, so I'll wait till a little later, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Chance of rain, I've seen anywhere between 60 to 80% in various reports, so we'll see what we get. And yeah, well, I had water last night too, the vegetable garden. All of my cucumbers and things like that were starting to wilt. The leaves were a-drooping. So we got that, and wife watered her flowers, so she started out front, and I started out back, and try and keep things going. And, yeah, like I said, the grass is up about 6 inches again, so I don't want to have to wait till Friday here and try and get that done tonight.
Yep, I may run the rider over top of mine later on tonight. Roll all the hoses up. The hoses are still out. KCYVS, KCVOA.
KCYVF. Yeah. Mike got the invitation. You got that information that you sent to him. You said he'll look it up and get one out to him. So, yeah, he was not on the list, and that's another good one. That's what I said. If anybody thinks of somebody that should be invited that we missed, let Mike know. We got the rest of the invitations out last week. I think Friday or something, Mike got those out. And I got Emmett's out Monday because I wanted to put a note in it. I wrote a note to him on it. And so I got that sent out on Monday. And I hopefully will start to hear from a few people here in the next week or so. Mike has got to get me the list of who everybody got sent to, so that way as they come in, I can check them off on the list, and so I don't lose them in the email. If once it comes in, I'll create a folder to put them in and then mark them off on the master list of who's responded back.
Yeah, it might be good to mark them off on the list and the date they responded back, if you can. Yeah, that's a lot of work to keep all that stuff up.
Yeah, I know. I got caught up in the fourth there. Monday, I'm looking at kind of, I got to get the monthly reports out, and I still haven't done, got to work on that tonight, I guess, too. Tonight, tomorrow, haven't done the newsletter and that. Of course, nobody gets sent out until the next club meeting for the May, or the June meeting gets sent out for August there. But I still got those sitting in the file. I haven't done either one of those, put those together yet, so I got to get on that, too. That kind of fell behind, and then, like I said, getting the numbers and out, because monthly reports, net reports, CC reports, and that have to be in by the 8th.
That's tomorrow. Or is that today?
That is today. I got them all through yesterday. So Monday night after the net, I got all the net report stuff put together. And then Tuesday in the morning when I got into work, I just mailed out, put the data in the emails and got those sent out. So there's three reports that have to go out each month. And like I said, I just got the field-day stuff all done. And matter of fact, I put up the last three or four or five, whatever, photos up today. So all of the photos I got are up on the website now, and the rest of the data. So that's all in and done. So it's been a busy couple of weeks here again.
I'll tell you, honestly, it's been nonstop. So always been something every day. So it's keeps you busy enough that you don't get on top of everything you'd like to get on top of. I know that.
Oh, no, that's for sure. And another issue, our dishwasher stopped working again, but we got it reset. We're going to see, fill her back up. It's about half full and see if it works again. We ran it to its cycle and it seemed to work, but we bought this dishwasher probably 4, 5, 6 years ago, somewhere around there, and we've had to have it repaired like 4 times already. Had to have like, I know at least 1 pump and 2 control boards, 3 control boards, whatever. There's been several things, and it's kind of like, well, if it breaks again, it's going to the curb, and we're getting another one. So there was a bunch of 4th of July sales, but they end today, so I told the wife, we got to run that dishwasher when we get home. If not, we're going to the store and buy one.
Yeah, it's sometimes better to be proactive and replace it now while you can and while the opportunity, because when it goes out, there may not be anything on sale. And it's not like you've put that much money into it already unless you were under a warranty or repair or something like that. If you put that much money into it, you more than paid for a dishwasher.
Only the first one, we had it less than a year, and they replaced a pump, and it wasn't the pump, it was a control board. So they replaced a pump and a control board under warranty, and the last 3 repairs have been out of warranty, and they've been over 100 and some bucks a piece. So yeah, although you look at dishwashers, I'm kind of started looking, it's kind of like everything else. Well, how did dishwashers get so expensive all of a sudden? They used to be $300-$400 for a good dishwasher, and now they're $1,100-$1,500 for a dishwasher, and refrigerators used to be that price, and now they're $3,000-$4,000 for a refrigerator, and yeah. So she found one for like $500 that was on sale $200 off, but it have to order it today through, I think it was Home Depot or someplace she had, so whatever. So we're still deciding on that one, but it decided to, she was able to reset it and it seemed to work. She ran a cycle through and it washed and it heated and do what it's supposed to do, but it didn't have any dishes in it, just nothing in it.
Yeah, I asked the boy what dishwasher to get because he used to work on them all the time. And basically indicated that Maytag had the least number of calls on them for as far as he was concerned and so forth. But he goes, they're almost all about the same. not that much difference between them.
Well, Whirlpool makes like 8 different brands, which is the Maytag and the GE and the Whirlpool and the, because a friend of mine worked for Whirlpool, and they, under their umbrella basically, in their different factories, they make, they just changed the name on some of the specifics, but like you said, there's one company that makes like 8 of the major dishwashers. So other than going with LG, that's one that they don't make. Basically everything else that you see out there is made by Whirlpool Corporation in one of their factories.
KCDOA. Yeah, that's true. And LG, I've got an LG wash machine, and I'm going to tell you right now, when the struts went out on that wash machine, I couldn't get struts. I had to wait over a year, and we had to mess around, absolutely balancing the loads out, precise just about, and everything else. And then the wash machine is just rusting away, so it really didn't hold up that well. I'm very disappointed in that. Normally it doesn't rust and start falling apart before everything else falls apart on it, but that's not the case with this one.
Well, that's the case basically with any of the appliances now. As he was saying, your average dishwasher is only designed to last somewhere between 2 to 3 years, and the average refrigerator now is only designed to last about 5 years. So that's real instilling that I've had, you know, refrigerator, this will be my 3rd refrigerator. There was one in the house when we bought it, and that lasted for probably 10 years. And then the next last one lasted for 20 years and got a leak in it. And it's kind of like, well, we'll buy a new one. So we've had this one. But, and that, like I said, it's about 5 years old. But that's what guy at work, he was an appliance repairman. He said he did that for 15 years. And he said, yeah. He said, that's about all they're designed for to last anymore. You're not going to find anything that's, you know, going to last for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, if you do, it's a rare one. It's more of a commercial size, commercial style refrigerator. They run such high pressures now that with the new refrigerant in them that they don't hold up and don't last long.
Nope. Yeah, my brother's still running a washer, and so are we. It's lost a couple of the cycles, so you don't have all the bells and whistles still operating. But his washer's been running for probably 30 years, and he says it does what it's supposed to do. You know, he said we don't have the delicate cycle anymore. We don't have the pre-rinse cycle anymore or something. But he says it does what it needs to do. It washes our clothes and. That's about it. It's about the same thing for ours. We've got a new one. Or when a friend of my daughter's moved, they left. Said, "Do you want the wash and dryer?" We bought it, and it's kind of like, okay, maybe we should replace ours. It's old. And I said, "No, we'll keep ours." My daughter said, "Well, we need one. Ours broke, so they bought it, and it didn't last 2 years, and what we bought would have broke again." So my daughter's on like her 4th washer, and like 10 years here. So, yeah, they're not lasting very long either. All right, Rick, I'm going to pop out of here. I just pulled in the driveway. We're having leftovers tonight, so not much to work. Just put it on a plate and throw it in the microwave. Warm it up and then try and get the lawn mowed here tonight, see what I can do. So we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back over to KC8VOA. Go right ahead, Rick.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I get out there a little bit later in the evening when the temperature starts dropping down a little bit and the sun is not so intense. You have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KCVOA.
KC8YVF.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Clear. 86 degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours.
Clear.
86 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours.
Clear.
84
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
79
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
79
degrees.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.